Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Sunday Night Spotlight edition of the Herd Mentality, where we feature guest live call-ins from cannabis warriors across the country. And tonight, our scheduled guest is a candidate for U.S. Senate in Missouri against the incumbent Roy Blunt, and his name is Chief Wana Doobie. And he hails from down in Salem, Missouri. And right now, I don't believe he's available or is late getting in. I'm not sure. But we have a caller, and I'm going to open up their mic. And if they have a question or comment or anything to say at all, that would be great. Hello, caller. You want to tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and if you have a question for our guest who's not here yet? All right, very good.
Me?
I guess you just go ahead.
Me?
I think I know who it is.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, this is Jolene. Hi. I was just calling to listen.
Okay, well, I'll just put you back over on listening. The chief hadn't showed up yet, so I'm just hanging here blowing in the wind right now, waiting on him. I don't know if he's going to show or not. So anyway, I'll talk a little bit about him. I'll put you back over on Just Listen, Joe.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Oh, you're welcome.
The chief, this is not his first run at political office by any means, and also, it's not his first run against the Blunt in Missouri. I believe he was scheduled to run against the son of Senator Roy Blunt. He was running for, I believe, state representative office someplace. And his name is Matt, and he ended up backing out, so that didn't ever happen. And I'm not really too sure. I had a lot of questions for him. He's announced his candidacy. He's been on several media outlets already in Southern Missouri, TV, radio, newspaper, everything else. And I guess he is too damn busy to call in to the show tonight, so I am going to do something a little bit different, I guess.
It's the Herd Mentality.
All right, then. I'm going to run out of sound bites really quick, so Chief, if you're out there listening, and I doubt if you are, I messaged you and gave you the number again a little while ago, and evidently you are unavailable to be our guest this evening. So I believe what I am going to do is go ahead and shelve this episode and remind myself to have a little better backup in the future so that when this happens, I won't have to just shelve the show and back out with only, well, I'm only 5 minutes into it. So, but since I didn't have a whole lot of other things to talk about tonight, other than what I wanted to discuss with the chief about his candidacy, I am going to check us out of here early and let everybody get on back to doing whatever they were doing before they decided to do this, I guess. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. Apologize for the snafu, and we'll do whatever we can to not let that happen again. So thanks for tuning in. I want to thank the gals at Gatewood Legacy Radio who gave us lots of shout-outs and invited their listeners and audience to attend tonight to listen to the chief and find out what he's all about. They're always real good to us over there. Love them gals. They crack me up every day when I listen to them. And thank you, Jolene, for calling in and listening. And with that, I am going to say good night, everybody, and enjoy the first day of daylight savings time and the extra hour of daylight you get tonight. We'll see y'all next week and catch us on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time now. On the herd mentality.
I saw it. It looked like a big burr or a meteorite or something. It went up over the top of the barn and it crashed. I didn't know what. And then I went over there and it was the herd mentality.